And when the Cabinet meets this morning, it's housing and government plans to prevent first-time buyers being locked out of the market by so-called cuckoo funds that will be high on the agenda. The Taoiseach told this programme yesterday a solution will be ready within weeks. The Cabinet is also expected to discuss issues around human trafficking, health, adoption and whistleblower rules. And the continuing reopening of the country after lockdown will of course be monitored closely. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham has more now. And Paul, those discussions today on housing, do you anticipate a plan, or at least the shape of a plan, coming through today?
Yeah, I think we'll get a sense of where the government is going to go. I mean, government sources were saying late last night that the plan was still being worked on. No new information was forthcoming then. But we already know that they hope to look at adjusting the planning rules and also the tax code. So the key issue which we'll be looking coming from Cabinet today is how quickly do they believe they're going to be able to act? Is this something they can do without legislation? In which case, there's going to be a fast response. If legislation is deemed to be required, then it's probably going to be the end of July. So I think that's the thing to watch out for today, Mary.
They do need to move swiftly, though, don't they? Because in the Dáil, the opposition will continue to pile on the pressure. Sinn Féin and Piers Doherty planning a private member's bill around tax and tax exemptions.
Oh, absolutely. They want to move quickly. They clearly can tell that this is a contentious, if not a disastrous, position to find themselves in. So they know the depth of public feeling on this and they want to move. And yes, they can see how Sinn Féin is using this as an issue or reflecting what the public are thinking, depending on how you're looking at the issue. But the Sinn Féin leader, Mary Lou McDonald, was on Twitter yesterday releasing a short video, which was effectively a rallying cry to people to say this is a shocking position for young and first-time buyers to find themselves in. And she was appealing for people to get involved. So you can see this is clearly a campaigning issue. We already know it's going to be a core topic for the Dublin Bay South by-election. This is something that the government has to deal with. The question is, how quickly can they deal with it?
And Paul, if they have problems ahead and turbulent waters dealing with the housing issue, when they see a headline in the newspapers this morning in the Irish Times saying state should reconsider water charges, says OECD, well, be any appetite at government level to discuss, never mind consider, water charges again?
I think, Mary, the short answer is no. There would be no interest in doing that. I mean, for people who are watching Reeling in the Ears on Sunday, the year was 2014. You saw those marches down the streets. You saw the invective being directed against the government. This was the straw that broke the camel's back. The public just were not prepared to put up with this anymore. And I think the government is highly unlikely to decide that it wants to go back down that road again. So it's a good headline today. It's certainly what the OECD said should happen. I just don't think it's going to happen.
Is there a sense as well today that with the reopening now underway, that they are turning their attention to the regular issues around government? We see issues today around health, human trafficking legislation, the adoption issue with Roderick O'Gorman. Let's start there with the Health Minister's action plan on health.
Yeah, I mean, just a quick point. I think you're absolutely right. There is a sense it started last week when housing, which had always been a problem throughout the pandemic, suddenly bubbled up and became the issue. And the question of pandemic was pushed down. We do have those vaccines flowing. The government has invested so much political capital in that. But when you solve one problem, another problem comes along. And so we do get a sense of maybe more normal politics returning this week. The Dáil sits for 3 days rather than two, another indication of that. But yeah, the health minister, rather than talking about vaccines, is bringing an action plan on health, which is going to run from 2021 to 2025. I mean, the first one was back in 2013, and this is deemed to be a core part of Sláinte Care. But basically what they're talking about doing in this next five-year plan is addressing things like health inequalities, and this year there's going to be a budget of €27 million on it. And they've given some examples of what they hope to do. One is combating energy poverty, looking at that, exploring digital poverty, also age-friendly health homes. They're also going to be looking at healthy campuses and students, in which you're going to have advisory groups to be launched to try and seek funding which will help what's happening there for students in third level. So that's the type of thing. The key thing is addressing health inequalities as we understand it.
And the Minister of State, Hildegard Nocton, is bringing forward proposals to strengthen Ireland's approach to tackling human trafficking.
That's what we believe. The Minister of State, Hildegard Nocton, knows that basically when it comes to human trafficking, Garda Síochána is the main body which identifies victims of this particular horrendous practice. And as we understand it, the government is going to consider other agencies which might be able to also reach that determination, like the Department of Justice, like the HSE, like TUSLA, like the Department of Children, and in so doing speed up the ability to identify these people, which is sometimes very difficult, the victims of human trafficking, and get supports to them.
Roderick O'Gorman, the Children's Minister, his legislation around adoption and adoption rights and access for adopted people, that's eagerly anticipated.
Yeah, I mean, this particular thing doesn't have something to do, as we understand it, to do with the mother and baby homes. This is separate. And basically, the memo is proposing legislation, and we believe, to address the right of access for adopted people to birth certs, early life and other information, as well as putting into place some separate statutory services for contact tracing and also measures on protecting records. But as you say, it's a hot topic and definitely something people will be watching to see if the legislation is going to do what it's supposed to do.
Anything else, Paul, that you anticipate coming up today?
Well, I think there, as I understand it, the Minister for Public Expenditure, Michael McGrath, is also going to have something to do with whistleblowers. And in that legislation, as we understand it, that it's going to put an obligation on the person who receives protected disclosure that they have to come back to the whistleblower within 3 months. Currently, there's no timeline for them to be contacted. This is going to put it into law. So once again, whistleblowers, a big political issue. So it would be interesting to see if that one gets through.
And any difficulties for Dara O'Brien, the housing minister, over his own investments?
I don't think so. I mean, he laughed it off earlier on yesterday morning. He was asked about it. He said, yes, he had invested 30,000. He'd lost 15,000, and he wouldn't suggest anyone do what he did, that he hadn't come out of it particularly well. But he went on to say that he hadn't any further investment and didn't have anything else to declare. So I think it's more of a blip than a problem.
All right. Paul Cunningham, our political correspondent. Thank you.